I couldn't be more thrilled to have the guests in the studio that I do this morning as we continue to beat the drum of shop local, buy local, not just this holiday season, but well into the next several new years. John Goring is here. He is the owner of the Toy Works in Sebastopol, and John's son, Jonathan, is here as well. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you so much for having us.
Great to be here, Pat.
Anybody who has lived in Sonoma County for any amount of time knows John and knows Toy Works, lived so long in Santa Rosa and then moved over to Sebastopol. I can also vouch for John and Toy Works as taking part in just about every charitable event in Sonoma County. He is the go-to guy when you need something in the toy world and you need it to be donated. John is your guy, and thanks for that as a big part of this community, John.
You're so welcome. And for me, as a longtime owner, it's such a pleasure to hand over the reins to our son, Jonathan, to keep the Toy Works in the family. 40 years ago, my wife and I started Toy Works. We were young teachers, and when we moved back to Santa Rosa to be around family with our new daughter, we thought that the best way we could contribute to society was by celebrating children. And we use Toy Works as a vehicle for that. And our son now has continued that. After starting out as an apprentice in the Toy Works, he's now the owner.
Okay, so are you retiring?
Yes.
Okay, as of when?
As of probably December 26th.
Of this year? Like, you
yes.
mean next week? Yes. Oh,
he can't leave before the 25th, we'll say.
Well, Jonathan, that's quite wise of you to not let Dad go
exactly.
until then. Well, congratulations, John.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And again, really, you've been such an excellent member of our community, and I'm sure you will continue to be long after you walk out the door and say, see you later. Good luck, Jonathan. Good luck.
Thank you, Pat.
One of the reasons we wanted to have you in here today is because of your longstanding nature in the community, and also because we are at that crunch time, and we are in these final days before Christmas, and instead of talking about a lot of the hot toys that are no longer available or are available or last-minute ideas, we didn't want to talk to Amazon. We didn't want to talk to any of those folks. We wanted to talk to somebody local, and what can you tell us about what, besides the general craziness, what's going on, what's available at Toy Works between now and Christmas?
You know, we have a lot of products still left. We're getting deliveries daily. And so we have everything from, you know, some really, really innovative toys like robotic arm kits, where the kids make pneumatic robotics, salt fuel cars, really high-end quality toys where kids can explore the possibilities of science. And, you know,
so it's more than just the operation game at this stage.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although we have those too. So, you know, this time of year, you know, it's great for us to see families come in because we do sell a lot of puzzles and games. And I think in wake of the fires and the tragedy, a lot of people are focusing on that and purchasing those games as a way to bring people and friends together.
And also to, I think, for kids to rediscover the art of playing.
Yep.
Because when, as we were talking about off the air, when all else fails, like it did during the course of the fires, all the technology and all the go-tos that we all have and that kids are so used to being a part of their lives, then hopefully the rediscovery of play will be a good thing for them and the rest of the world, too.
I read a recent article to that fact, Pat, that said, you know, humans, we need play. As kids, we don't need a reason to play. As long as it's fun, that's good enough for us. There doesn't have to be an end goal for us. It's spontaneous, and it's the exploration of the possibility of anything that our imagination lets us create.
Yeah,
adults, creativity. Sometimes we forget that.
Yes, so we do. And one of the things we should say about the Toy Works, if you don't know already, is that I don't want to call them adult toys because that seems like a whole nother show. But you know, there are lots of things that you've got available at Toy Works that adults would find fun to have too.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether it's, again, games are making a comeback. We're seeing a lot of strategy games for young adults and older adults that are saying, let's turn off the TV, let's get off the iPad, the phone, and use our brains in another manner. Puzzles as well. Lots of great puzzles. Active play as well for entire families.
A middle-aged man yesterday, Pat, was in the store. He had been a customer of ours in Healdsburg many years ago. Mm-hmm. And he and I were talking about that same thing, that the child is still within us. We just have to celebrate it. And he was in there looking not only for his children gifts, but also a gift for himself so that he could maintain his sense of joy and creativity.
Well, I think part of it is, especially this year and the end of this year, is about maintaining our sanity as well. You know, the creativity offshoot is wonderful, and we ought to be sort of redeveloping that too. But I think for a lot of us, we need an escape. You know, this has been a very, very tough 2.5 months, almost 3 months now, more than 2.5 months. But but any kind of escape, and toys and games are a part of that.
Yes. And also a celebration of, as we talked earlier, about coming together as a community and understanding that we're all here for each other. And we see that every day in the Toy Works, as you said, people shopping local and using each other as a way to say we can get going forward together.
And coming in and seeing the smiles on the children's faces, seeing the smiles on our shoppers, as to your point, that we can escape whatever hardships or tragedies that we're going through, if only for a minute, to say, hey, let's play, let's enjoy, and let's forget for a moment. That brings me a lot of joy, and I know my father as well, and that was the inspiration for starting Toy Works 40 years ago, and that's what we hope to continue on well into the future.
And tell us some of the, because Toy Works is really laden with a lot of innovative ideas and a lot of things you're not going to find at your department store, you know, your Toys R Us, stuff like that. Tell us some of the unusual items that you have that are really specific to Toy Works, because that's been part of your trademark, John.
Well, one thing we have and that's been a great hit this year is the Perfect Pets. And it's either a dog or a cat that sits on a little bed and breathes. People come into the store and I say, shh, be really quiet. Picasso just fell asleep. And they look at me and go, yeah, right. And then they look down at Picasso and Picasso is breathing. And they go, is he alive?
Yeah, I've been kind of freaked out by those pets myself as I've walked into stores, I have to tell you, John. But as the owner of a 10-month-old puppy, a fake puppy sounds pretty good to me some of the time. But they're very realistic, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, and kids love them. And that's, again, celebrating children's imagination. Yeah, adults would say something like you said, oh, they're kind of creepy. Children don't even get near that concept. Yeah. They just love it.
Yeah. Okay, there's one good idea. I would imagine there are a lot of interactive toys now.
There is, and I think a lot of that, one in particular that comes to mind would be the Snap Circuit set. So it's circuitry, but the kids are creating different projects and getting a reaction based on that. And it's anything from creating a FM radio, but they're getting a result and they're able to program and personalize that program to their liking or their desire.
And by the way, let me just say, buy those kinds of toys for the girls in your life, too.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
A lot of times we think, okay, here are the boy toys and here are the girl toys. And, you know, we don't need to think that way anymore.
No, not at all. And the way we set up our store isn't by gender. It's by theme. And so when somebody comes in and says, well, where's your 4-year-old girl section? I say it's everywhere.
The 4-year-old boy section.
Exactly. Yeah. It's one and the same. And so I think that's the celebration. And that's where we try to bring in, you know, we do bring in 15,000 different items that hopefully can satisfy a wide, you know, range of people. I will say, you know, two products that I'm excited about this year are the Spooner boards, which are a freestyle board made in San Diego where the kids learn balance. Older kids can...
Is it like a skateboard?
It's in the shape of a spoon, but it's a skateboard without wheels. So you can practice it literally anywhere. You can do it inside.
Does it levitate? Is it like
with a little imagination, it can.
See, that's why the imagination
exactly.
is such a factor.
No, but you could take it up to Tahoe and take it on the snow.
Yeah.
You could take it out to our dunes and have a ball down grass or inside the house. Just learning, you know, skateboard moves. For young ones, it's beginning balance. Second one would be spin balls, which is a take on the ancient Maori poi, which is the string on rocks. So this one, of course, is much safer. It's a larger ball, and it lights up. So you're doing acrobatic dance moves on a string with both of your hands as you're spinning these light-up balls through the air.
And that is from the natives of New Zealand, is that right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Very good, yeah. Very good. Remind the folks who don't know where Toy Works is in Sebastopol.
So we're at 6940 Sebastopol Avenue. We're right on the plaza as you come into town across from Whole Foods.
And what are your hours going to be between now and the big day?
Till the big day, we'll be open 10 to 7.
10 to 7.
Yep.
That should give you enough time to shop local. And one of the most really present stores that have been in our lives for so many years, and also one of the most innovative, because if you're looking for something different, or as Jonathan says, something that really will light up the imagination, Toy Works is the place to go. And buy local. Go to Toy Works. Those are our words for you. And the word for you, John, is congratulations on your impending retirement. And thanks for everything that you've done so far for our community.
Thank you, Pat. It's been a joy for my wife and I.
Yes, congratulations to you both. And Jonathan, good luck. I know you'll do just fine, and hopefully you'll see a lot of friends and neighbors and new friends over the course of the next couple of weeks saying, hey, nice going. Glad to have you officially on board.
Thanks, Pat. I really appreciate that.
Congratulations. Get to Toy Works. That's a great idea. And everybody who's on your gift list is going to be happy you did, too. Gentlemen, Happy New Year and Happy Holidays to you.
Happy Holidays.
Same to you, Pat.